Good evening.
Hello.
My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Republican,
unaffiliated. Thank you.
As you
are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in San Luis County on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail ballot?
No.
Mail ballot?
We're breaking up.
Can you hear me
now? I'll vote in person.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election date. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail in ballot. And I will vote in early in person at designated early voting location.
I'll vote in person.
And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 70, 75, or over 75?
Yes. Over 75.
Over 75.
Yeah, by a day.
Thank you. Congratulations. What is the last year of grade or formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
No, year of college and 5 years aviation school.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you will be be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richo de Toro?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, Richo de Toro?
I still don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry, the name of the person is Richo del Toro. Are you very favorable? Someone favorable? Somewhat favorable?
I don't know. I don't know her.
Linda,
it doesn't.
Linda Bartz?
Go ahead.
Linda Bartz?
God, you're asking me something. I'm terrible on names. If I seen their faces, it'd be different. No, I can't recall that either.
Don't worry. Keith Pearson?
No, don't know.
Kathy Townsend?
Don't know.
And Ken Mascara?
Yeah, it does a Quasimodo, but I'm not sure.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind when you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
I'm trying to recall some of these names. I can't recall anything on top of my head right now.
Okay, no problem. Don't worry. Next one is, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richo de Toro?
Del Toro, no, I... Now that you mention his name, I can't place him.
Okay, don't worry. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission's District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I'd have to do a little research on that. I wouldn't commit to anything until... Before I go down and vote, I always start checking.
But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Linda Bartz or Eric Allen Lowry?
I go with Linda.
Linda, thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Lucy County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Aydra Macon?
Kathy Townsend.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kathy Townsend?
Kathy Townsend.
Yes. Are you saying you're definitely voting or probably voting for her?
Probably.
Probably. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for San Lucie County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Richard Del Toro, or Keith Pearson?
Del Toro.
Del Toro. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Del Toro?
Yes, I probably would.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing at San Lucie County Sheriff?
I haven't heard anything negative, so yeah, he's. I'll go along with it. I haven't heard anything negative.
So you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past week? Have you haven't seen and read or heard anything about Keith Pearson? You can indicate that as well. So a television
Have not heard anything.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well.
No,
haven't seen
anything.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American or black, white or Caucasian, Asian or Asian American or Hispanic?
I am white, Caucasian.
Thank you, Edson. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great evening.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.